Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Hump Day Wednesday. Bumper music's kicking today, unlike yesterday.
It's much better yesterday, and you know it.
All right, coming up, I want to get to some ridiculous stuff LeBron said. We got a Sports Center rundown. Let me squeeze in this call, though, first, before the rundown. Chiefs fan in the Cape is a regular contributor to the show. Heard us talking about the Chiefs, and Patrick Mahomes wanted to chime in. Let's put him on at the phones here at 239-337-ESPN. Chiefs fan in the Cape, is your boy going to play this week? That would be ridiculous, right?
God, please.
That would be horrible. Look, I think what they should do is they should let him sit through the bye week. Let the ankle heal as well as the knee. And let him come back 100%.
I agree. Totally.
I agree. I mean, why are we smart? Why don't these football players and coaches think the way we do?
Well, I'm sure. I'm hoping they're thinking that. Well, all I'm saying is I found it odd that Andy Reid didn't rule him out already today. I mean, he's out there at practice. I don't know what he's doing, but he's supposedly out there. But why risk it?
Well, I read that all he's doing is throwing.
Yeah.
But the point is, like, we got the Patriots right off the bye week, correct?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so let him come back against the Patriots at 100%. I don't think he needs to play. I think Matt Moore can be serviceable. I agree he'll probably lose these next two games. But I think against the Titans and the Chargers, I think he can handle business. And then let Pat come in and handle the rest of the season after the bye week.
Sounds like a steady plan, my man.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say there is, how valuable does Andy Reid treat that first-round bye? You know, do you want to stay in it to try to beat out the Colts? Because remember, the Colts are going to hold the tiebreaker there.
They beat you.
So, but
they crushed you.
You know, that would be the only rebuttal I would have to that.
Real interested to see if this Kansas – I know it was Denver last week. I mean, I'm saying I wonder how this Kansas City defense is, if they can put up half the type of effort against Green Bay this week. It could make things real because it's in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a crowd, and right now Rodgers is playing great even without, and they're banged up too on offense. But it'll be interesting to see if Matt Moore can do anything against the Packers defense.
All right, 239-337 ESPN. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
Dang, that sounded nice.
Quality, huh? That's what you get here on this program. Game two of the World Series, that'll be quality tonight. Nats hold a 1-0 series lead. Another great pitching matchup, Verlander against Strasburg. Multiple reports have the Cubs hiring David Ross to be their next manager. Sporting News has named Kevin Cash AL Manager of the Year. And we got 22 NBA teams tipping off their season tonight, including both Florida teams. The Heat host the Grizzlies at 7:30. At 7, Magic host the Cavs.
All right, NBA fever, catch it, or something like that. Last night, I did stay up till 1:15 this morning. To watch the West Coast game, Clippers versus the Lakers. LeBron says this is not a rivalry. Said that after they lost. And then a lot of people hitting the panic button, like Stephen A. and company. No, actually, he was ripping on people. I don't know. Here's LeBron James. Way too early to call this a test.
Hold on one second.
Yeah. You know, LeBron, superstar, Lakers. This is not a test.
I disagree on how big of a test it was. It's the first game. You know, obviously, it's the NBA is back, and that's what everybody's trying to have the narrative of a rivalry game, and it's a huge test. I think both teams are not who they want to be. We have a lot of room to improve. We're a new group that's coming together. We have a new coaching staff. We have a new system. And it's not a rivalry. We're trying to get better every single day on how we can be as great as we can be. We did some good things tonight. We did some not-so-good things, and that happens in a game one, especially for a new club. So we look forward to getting in the film room tomorrow and seeing, you know, some of the mistakes that we made where we could have been better at.
You watched the game too. The Clippers clamped them down in the fourth quarter.
They did.
LeBron had one bucket. Anthony Davis had nothing. The Clippers were way more physical than them. And they did it without Paul George, who's not not ready yet. The Clippers are going to get better a lot faster than the Lakers are going to get better. Just it's only one game, but that's my observation.
So, yeah, it's a good observation. There's a reason why Vegas has the Clippers heavily more favored than the Lakers, I think, to win the championship. The Clippers are a better team, and I'm sorry, Frank Vogel. I can't wait. I can't wait to see if
you want him fired.
I don't want him fired. I think he's assistant coach Vogel.
It's also October.
That's the first game.
I mean, talk
to me.
3 points in the fourth quarter. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope didn't score in 20-plus minutes of action last night. There's a guy named Andre Iguodala hanging out in Memphis right now. He's not going to be there much longer. He's going to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of does he go to the Clippers or does he go to the Lakers? Trades. I mean, there's so much to happen throughout the rest of the season.
And last night the game was run. The Lakers were up 13. Then they're down 14. They erased a 14. They went on a 15-0 run, you know, in the third. It's a game of runs, but the Clippers outscored the Lakers 40-29 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Leonard was awesome. 16 points out of him. Made 7 straight shots all over the place. Dunks, pull-ups.
Lou Williams, also the greatest player that people don't ever know who he is.
Yeah.
Not bad, huh? All right, let's close this out. Doc Rivers says the Clippers are only going to get better. Yeah, they are.
But it'd be great to grow together as a group because I thought, we shot 51%, 52%, and I thought we could have been so much more efficient. I know that's asking a lot, but I thought we could have been. So we don't have Paul yet either. So
that's right.
We have a long way to go.
All right, that was Doc Rivers after the game last night. All right, 239-337 ESPN if you want to talk about any of the NBA or football, always on tap. Apparently we started a little something with this Patrick Mahomes on will he or won't he.
Uh-huh.
Better than Faith checking in on the phone. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard. Go ahead.
Better than Faith.
Hey, good afternoon, boys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'll be doing a lot better when I see Mahomes on the sideline this week instead of out on the field, that's for sure.
Oh, I think that's a great.
I think that's the case.
I think that'll be the case that it's happening. Like I said, he's at practice today. Throwing the ball around, but I think that's about it.
I can't believe they're even practicing. I mean, look at Derek Carr. Like, the Raiders are our biggest rival. I love to hate the Raiders. Like, it's a friendly rivalry. Love the Raiders. I hate what happened to Derek Carr. They rushed him back, and he's never been the same since. And Carr is not Mahomes by any stretch, but they're humans, man, and he's a tough kid.
Yeah.
He's going to say he's ready when he's not.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much pressure they feel and if they lose a couple games in row two. But, look, the timeline's supposed to be 3 weeks, allegedly. But as Phil Yates was talking about, it's all about when does Patrick Mahomes and the medical staff agree? They both got to agree. I'm sure Patrick Mahomes would say, I'll go play Sunday, but that you can't do that.
Here's the problem with go ahead. I was just going to say, here's the problem with Patrick Mahomes. He is most effective. I mean, he dazzles us with his no-look passes and his amazing throws and all that. But he's most effective when he's mobile. And he started to show some signs of struggling with the bad ankle. This is even before the knee. Mm-hmm. He was not as effective the last couple of weeks. He's got to be mobile to be effective. So if he's not 100%, I don't know what Patrick Mahomes you're going to get out there.
Yeah, running at full speed and throwing the ball across your body while twisting in the air is not easy to do with a bad knee and a bad ankle.
Yeah,
let him sit. If we lose the next 4 games and give up our first round bye, I'm fine with that. That's one extra game we have to play as opposed to putting 4 more on his legs when he's not ready.
Yeah, that might be an interesting theory.
So yeah, I guess we'll see, but I just wanted to agree with Chiefs fan in the Cape. I'm another Chiefs fan in the Cape.
All right. Thank you, Better Than Faith. Sounds appreciate good. It. Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Randy in Lehigh, you're up next. What's up?
What's up, Randy?
Still alive. Just hadn't had a chance to call you, fellas. How you doing, guys?
Good. What's happening?
Good. 2 quick things for you.
Yeah.
Young kid I work with, he's about 21. He doesn't think anybody that played in the NBA in the past, 80s, 90s, is any good. He's a this generation.
Yeah.
But he did say something. He said something to me that was interesting this morning. He's like, Zion's going to be the next Greg Oden. What do you think about that one?
Well, if I didn't say it earlier this week and last week, and Chris has my sticky. Chris can turn around. When did I say it? It's on the wall in back of Chris.
August 2nd at 3:33.
August 2nd at 3:33, I said, quote, what? What did I quote?
Got a bad feeling about Zion.
Yeah, and in a Greg Odom type of way. Not that he's where it's just bad luck sometimes. I don't know. But it is interesting. But long way to go, but we'll see.
Yeah.
It's not a bad observation.
Gotcha. And the other one is, I know you're probably over there crowing, Pete, because my Yankees are out of it, but are we going to get some pitching? What do we need to do for 2020?
Yes. Pitching. His name is Garrett Cole.
Wow. Look, I think the Yankees' biggest problem in the playoffs, though, you could talk about pitching, but their biggest problem is what the Astros' biggest problem has been lately, is they can't hit with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
The Yankees were a couple of hits away from being right back in that series.
Garrett Cole.
Yeah. Maybe he'll want to stay in Houston.
Five earned runs last night. Finally caught up with him.
Yeah. Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
Houston could pay him.
No, they can't.
Why not?
Because they're already paying Greinke, they're paying Verlander, and they won't come off it.
Do they like going to the World Series every year? Or do they just want to hand it to the Yankees now?
Have they ever won a World Series without Garrett Cole?
Yes.
Yes.
Fine. By the way, I did my research and I went back and I looked at the Zion Williamson injury. This is the same knee that he hurt in a Duke, North Carolina game.
Yeah.
And this is the right knee. So, is this related? I don't know. And how about those, as the caller said, the young little whippersnapper. Always those players in the 80s and the 90s were the greatest NBA players I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Fact.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. Chris in the Cape wants to talk Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Afternoon, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
How are you doing?
I've come to the conclusion that, this is... Look. I'm always going to be that eccentric fan that whoops up his team and, goes after and says we're going to win every game. And, I can't help that. I'm just a diehard fan. But the fact is, matter of reality is, we brought Jim Harbaugh in there.
Yes.
To save the program or change it, turn around, do what he wants to say.
Yes.
And yes, he's turned it around a little bit. He's better than Hope. But my thing is, you can't go down 21-0 on a big road game in that stadium in a whiteout. Yes, they fought valiantly to come back, and yes, you can give them the moral victory that they almost came back and tied the game and blah blah blah. But the fact of the matter is, in 5 years that Jim has been there, he has yet to develop a quarterback.
Yes.
They have yet to beat top 10 teams.
Yep, especially on the road.
Yes.
And they can't win on the road.
And why did he attempt the 58-yard field goal with the kicker that kicks the shorter kicks? Why did he do that at the end of the half?
Why does Jim Harbaugh do a lot of things?
Hey, good news all this week, Chris. So you got Notre Dame. So know that neither Kelly nor Harbaugh can win big games against top 10 teams.
Wow.
You got a chance this week.
I actually have a good feeling about this game, considering it is at home, and I feel like they can build off of – I don't know what the hell. Why can't they have been playing like this all season? I mean, obviously the talent's there for them to play like they did at Penn State, okay? They just fell behind too – they kind of hurt themselves too early. It was too much to get back to. But, they outplayed – you watched the game. They outplayed Penn State. They just gave up a big play.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I can't deny that. They ran a hell of a lot more plays too on offense, I believe.
The second half was as good as they've looked offensively all year.
The proposition and everything. But I guess my question is for you guys. Look past the Notre Dame game. Let's look ahead in the rest of the Big Ten, because Notre Dame is in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
We still have Ohio State, Michigan State.
Indiana.
Still some key games left on the schedule.
At Indiana.
If Ohio does not win...
Yes.
I want you to say he doesn't beat Michigan State or Ohio State. Is he gone? What would you do as a university? Is it time, do you think, after 5 years to say, hey?
Yes.
I think he's gone anyway.
That's a firm yes. I like Michigan almost as much as you do, Chris. This is it. I don't see a path for him to return next year.
I think he's going back to the NFL, regardless of him saying today. Obviously, he's going to say that today. Crap and all that stuff. But
he said that was negative recruiting against him. He does not have an exit strategy at Michigan.
No, well, I'm sure he does. He's never going to. But he can't say it publicly, so I totally respect him for that. I mean, what are you going to do? If they lose to Notre Dame, that's 5-3. Then they're at Maryland. Who knows what they're going to be like.
You should win that one.
You should win. Home against Michigan State, they should win that one. But that's always
tough. That'll be tough.
Whoa. Always tough. Tough.
That's not a gimme.
It was tough last year.
It's been tough every year he's played them.
At Indiana, that is not going to be an easy game.
They're losing that Indiana game.
They might. And then they go to Ohio State, which they're definitely losing that.
Yeah.
You're talking four losses, maybe five.
So you're talking a 500 season.
5 years in.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. I've backed the guy as much as anybody. I'm sorry, but
5 years in.
Play Miami in the Memphis Bowl, whatever that is.
Bring in Mark Richt or somebody. I don't know.
No.
I'm just kidding.
The Quick college football note, which I think is really interesting. I don't know if you saw this, but I give Scott Strickland.
Oh, yeah.
Pete Shepherd Brown. Did you see what he did?
Yes.
No.
Tweeted out yesterday, late about almost 24 hours ago, his tweet. Attention ADs from the ACC, Big 10, Big 12, or Pac-12. Gators football is looking to add additional home-and-home series against Power 5 opponents. Let's connect and schedule quality game the fans want to see. Now, initially, some of the people saying, well, if you played 9 games in the SEC, well, that's not his
problem. Not his call.
It's not his call. Guess who one of the first people was to respond?
I saw the story, so I know.
Take a guess.
Let's go AD at Texas.
No.
Am I on the right path?
You're on the right path.
I mean, it was a big Power 5, yeah.
Big Power 5 school.
Am I in the right conference, or do I need to go east or west?
You need to go ACC.
Go east.
Clemson.
Orange.
Dan Rakovich, the first Rakovich.
Nice. We'll show you the real Death Valley is what
first
he said.
First one said, call me. Clemson would enjoy a visit to the Swamp, and I'm sure the Gators would like a visit to the original Death Valley.
Wow, that'd be great.
Meanwhile, Central Florida continues to be left behind.
They got FIU coming up.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. But it was the year 2038. I mean, I'll be dead
by
now.
No, you won't.
38? What year is it now? Okay, you never
know. Don't say that. Yeah.
The AD at Florida State also answered all the stories yesterday. He said, Willie Taggart could get hit by a bus today. We're not calling Urban Meyer. Or Steve Spurrier, for that matter.
Well, then you're stupid.
Does anybody believe that?
Well, you got to say something.
If you don't call Urban Meyer, you're lying through your teeth.
Or he doesn't get it.
Or you like losing by 35 points to Clemson the week after losing to Wake Forest. Or sorry, I got those weeks backwards.
Yeah.
But I like that attitude from Scott Strickland. That's great.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yep.
And I like that Clemson answered the bell. Jumped on that. But are we really scheduling games 18, 18? See, now here's the problem.
But
if the SEC ever wants to change its how it plays its other division teams and add another game, I mean, if they're booked to 2038, I mean, what are they going to do?
Now, Jamie Pollard, who's the AD at Iowa State, said, we already played 10 Power 5 games every year, 9 conference games plus Iowa. Maybe the SEC should play 9 conference games like the Big 12 conference. Yeah. Oh, did you hear that, Chris?
No, I heard the Big 12 conference.
Jamie Pollard, the AD at Iowa State, tweeted back to Scott, we already play 10 P5 games every year, (9 conference games, plus Iowa. Maybe the SEC should play 9 conference games like in the Big 12 conference.
That's a stupid tweet because the Gators play 8 SEC schools every year, and they schedule Florida State every single year. That's a moronic, buffoonish tweet. Somebody tweeting off something that they have no knowledge of.
Scott Strickland tweeted back, then why not 11?
Pete's Kryptonite texting in, I'll hit Willie Taggart with the bus myself if we can get Urban. Jason from Naples, hashtag free Willie, go Noles.
God.
And we go back to the phones, 239-337 ESPN. Tim in Naples, you're always Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. What's happening?
Not much. Hey, I mean, listen, I've been a Michigan alum. I mean, I go back to, I've seen Bo, I've seen Gary, I've seen Lloyd. I mean, all the way through, you got to understand that, I mean, we've had great seasons. We had a, shared national championship in 97, but Harbaugh is exactly what Michigan football has been as long as I've been born. I mean, they usually have one really bad loss. They usually, are always competitive, 9-10 win seasons, but when it really comes down to it, I look around and see what's out there. I mean, Harbaugh, he's not beating Ohio State, but Ohio State's the best they've ever been for the last 10 years. And I'm trying to say, if we get rid of Harbaugh or Harbaugh leaves, who's better?
Well, that was Craig's argument last year. And I get that. I understand that. But you're not going to, I thought there was heat last year on it. May not have been, and there's definitely heat now. I know who's better, but you're also an historic coach who's probably going to be, he's already set a mark in the school's history by not beating Ohio State in 4 straight years. This year's probably going to be 5, and they're going to lose at home at the end of the season, more than likely. That's going to be his last game. He is done, and I agree with you. I don't know better, but You talk to the boosters, and you're an alum. I mean, I don't know. Who would you go after? But you just want to keep him on then and just keep going the way you're going?
And keep in mind,
yeah,
Tim.
I mean, I'm looking at his recruiting classes. He's bringing in the talent. I mean, and granted, he's not meeting the expectations of the talent, but he's bringing it in. And sooner or later, that's got to jive. I mean,
sooner or later, where's the quarterback? Years, where is the quarterback development? Where is it?
Oh, I mean, I'm a big fan of McCaffrey. I think the things that I've seen in him as far as leadership. I mean, when I'm seeing Bell sitting there crying on the sidelines, I didn't see Patterson shaking, patting him on the back. I saw McCaffrey over there, backing his guy. You know, I really think Shea's lost the team. I mean, if you look at him with the Illinois game and other things, the players just don't respond to him. You know, they don't talk to him. They isolate him. I think Jim is being loyal to a guy that was supposed to come in and be a great, great quarterback for us. And he's just proven that he's just not the guy that we thought he was. But, with McCaffrey and Milton right behind him, Milton's got an arm for a cannon, but he hasn't proven that he can make good decisions.
Well, he might be making – you're right.
Tim, thank you.
And if things start going awry again against Notre Dame, you may see him in the game
sooner
rather than later.
Well, here's another problem.
You got nothing to lose at this point.
Here's another problem. One of the recruits he had at quarterback, Peters, transferred out, and he just won a big game for Illinois Wisconsin. The problem is Harbaugh's the third highest paid coach in football, maybe the second now.
Well, it's just if you want to keep Harbaugh on your staff, you just need to come to grips that it's an 8-9 win team a year, and the best season they're going to get.
But that's worth $4 million a year. You're paying him $7.3.
That's the thing.
He's elite.
Right.
He's elite at that point.
Well, he's getting paid like an elite coach.
Right. That's what I mean. My man, Otis, in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Otis.
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
Good. What's on your mind?
That last caller made a lot of sense to me. I've been watching football for a long time, and, college and pro, and I just thought one thing. He didn't say, isn't Lloyd Carr the guy that won him the national championship the most recently?
Yes.
Well, tied for in 97,
Yeah, and then when he lost to App State, they ran him out of town. They couldn't wait to get him out of there. Isn't he the guy that?
I think so, yeah. I believe.
Well, yes, he was.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, hey, listen, I'm a Miami guy. Mm-hmm. I would take 8-4, 9, and whatever the heck it is, pretty regular. I mean, I think guys like Harbaugh and Taggart get beat up on a lot. They haven't got that guy. Neither one of them has the most important position lockdown. Patterson's not the answer. Maybe McCaffrey or growing their guy. Willie Taggart keeps playing musical quarterbacks. It's a proven fact that if you play musical quarterbacks, you are not going to win.
I know that Miami is going to, and the Hurricanes
and Miami
are going
to do the same thing. I was trying not to go there.
Yeah.
Now you're going to make me have nightmares about the COVID.
Well, Manny Diaz said, you heard Manny Diaz said today that he's not sure who's going to, it's either buddy in Cozy Perry or Williams. So I against Pittsburgh, I don't know. I'm
at
a loss.
We're not going to win. I'd rather give one of those guys the rings and let him have the year.
Yep.
The same thing I feel about firing a coach in the middle of the year. The Redskins are idiots. If you're going to fire me at the end of the year. Don't pay me to fire me. At least let me work through it. And before I go, one last Chris, didn't you have like a birthday? Weren't you 29?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, he turned 29 yesterday.
Hey, congratulations on that. I can relate to that number because 29 is probably close to the average that the Dolphins lose by. Closer to the Patriots than the point that the Patriots win by.
Yes.
And it's probably closer to the amount of years that Craig Sheeman is going to complain about just right.
Next I love it.
Complain about that guy in that call.
That's right.
Yep.
Otis, great phone call. Thank you very much for making my day. That's
great
awesome.
Stuff.
All right, let's squeeze in a couple more before the break here. Joe in Fort Myers wants to talk a little Big 12. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to make a quick comment on, I think his name is Coach Einstein from Iowa State.
No, it's AD Jamie Pollard, but you're right.
The SEC should schedule more like the Big 12.
Yeah.
Is he also suggesting that Lamborghini should start using more Kia parts?
Oh, man. Yep.
Did he just drop the mic on us?
That's good. That's all that's needed there.
At least we time for John and
Point
the Cape.
Made.
John and the Cape wants to talk FSU and Willie Taggart. John, what's up?
Hey there.
Hey.
How are you guys doing today? Great show.
Great, man.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy the entertainment.
Thank you, sir.
One thing that I've been paying attention to with Florida State, and I haven't heard anybody talking about, everybody remembers Jim Leavitt, USF.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got shystered out of there because of some kid getting upset for him being fight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flustered.
Yep.
Jim Leavitt is now at Florida State.
Yes, yep. He is.
So that little ring a bell? I think Willie's gone and Jim Leavitt's stepping in.
I actually mentioned that on this show day that he got hired as a consultant over there. I said, there's your next head coach at Florida State if they don't go, you know, big time out of the box. But
is that who you want?
I don't. He's a good football coach.
I think they have to think
bigger. Where did he go? I think he left South Florida to go to the Pac-12 somewhere, right? Or Oregon?
He's a contender. He's out of A, B, C, D, E. He might be E. At least you're going to try.
Yeah, but Florida State can't come out with E this time. No,
they've got to at least appear to go after a bigger name. They have to. Now, there's no guarantee they're going to get it. I'm saying he's in the works. There's no question he has got to be in the works.
Yeah.
But he's not in the top four. I would be stunned if they just said, oh, yeah, give it to him.
Yeah.
Without interviewing anybody else or going out or making it appear that they want to speak to anybody else.
Where's John Robinson at? He's also the former.
Oh, John, please.
No, he's in a big program too. He's like 85 years old, but he's a consultant somewhere too.
I'm just waiting for somebody to go after Matt Rhule at Baylor.
Well,
yeah.
He's turned that program around so fast. Yep. If you're Michigan, if you're Florida State, you figure out a way to get him in.
All right, more reaction to 239-337 ESPN.
Where is he right now? John is at.
I'll look it up. It's not like an Alabama. Everywhere, all these consultants go to die. I'll look it up.
Hey now.
No, he's at
go to die.
He's at a major program, just sitting around. It's not Tennessee. I'll look it up. I'll find out when we get back.
Is Tennessee a major program?
No, he's at Idaho State.
Hey-o! No, he's not.
Oh, he's not. No, I'm sorry, he's not there.
No,
it's a different. No, he's not there. I'm looking at his coaching tree.
I'll look it up.
You want to look at a clock, too?
Yeah. World Series, game two tonight. Nats and Stros. Strasburg versus Verlander. 7 o'clock airtime here on 99.3 ESPN. We'll also check out our seedings if the NFL season were to end today. Next, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Pump up the jams. Let's go. Bring it.
Love this.
Don't forget, you can join us. We are going to be out and about on Friday. Get a lot of texts from time to time. Hey, you guys doing your show on the road? Yes, this Friday at Babcock National in Babcock Ranch. Live broadcast and barbecue out there, boys and girls.
Come on down.
Opening the first and only community to offer golf at Babcock Ranch. Again, that's Friday from 2 to 6. Pete's been there before.
It's great.
I'm going to be checking it out for the first time. I hear it's just a spectacular place.
You might get lost.
Like a master plan community all in and of itself.
It's fantastic.
So swing on by. That's the show Friday from 2 to 6. Going into break, I remember John Robinson, the former Rams and USC coach, had signed as a consultant somewhere. It was at LSU.
Yeah.
He's with Ed Ogeron right now. But he's too old to take over for Ed Ogeron. He's just there literally consulting. All right, back to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Jared in Naples wants to talk Florida State. What's up, Jared?
What's up, Jared?
Hey, how's it going today, guys?
Good, what's happening?
Very well, thank you. I just wanted to comment on what you guys were talking earlier about what the Florida State AD said.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing you have to remember about a school like Florida State, and Florida State's the perfect example, when it comes to a decision like this, it's all about the boosters. The boosters will make this decision, not the coaching staff, not the president. They have all the power in a situation like this.
For some of them that just tuned in, we were talking about if Willie Taggart gets fired, would they call Urban Meyer? That's what started, in case somebody's just tuning in. So you think if the boosters want Urban, they'll get Urban?
Yes, sir. I'm the same way when the boosters wanted Bobby gone, Bobby was gone. No one in that school wanted Bobby gone. No one on the coaching staff wanted Bobby gone. And that's one of the main reasons why he still keeps his distance from the university, because he's not okay with how that all went down.
All right, well, they may want Urban, but what does Urban want them? And he may talk to them, but what if Dallas, the Cowboys, come a-calling? What if USC comes a-calling, where their players out there can now make money off their image, and it's an incredible recruiting tool? I mean, I have no doubt that you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong about They may go after him with everything they got, but I don't know if Urban Meyer would go there.
Oh, I hope he doesn't. I graduated from there, and the way I look at it is I'll take anybody but him. Just like my son can go to any college he wants except for UF, I'll take anybody but him.
Really? What if we got a full ride to
no,
UF?
No, listen, you're doing to him what you did to me.
But Jared,
about Indiana and Purdue.
Yeah, but Jared, what if your son got a full ride to UF?
Nope.
What do you mean, no? You're going to turn down?
He said no.
I'll pay double.
Are you rich?
I don't care.
Oh, come on, Jared. Wow.
All right, Jared.
Come on, Jared.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's a tough call.
You've already admitted you take the full ride.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't know.
You're a smart man. You're not going to. You can't turn. You can't let prejudices of other schools get there. Oh. Your brother went there.
Yeah.
You absolutely can have prejudice against other schools.
You have it, but you're not turning down a full ride. So if one of your sons ends up being recruited in football or basketball by Duke and wants a full ride, you're going to deny him that?
Yes.
Wrong.
You'd rather pay the full ride out of state to go to Duke than get a fine education?
You would break
I'm not giving a cent to that university.
You won't have to. He's getting a full ride. A free ride.
No.
What if it's
N. Oh.
What if he signs?
No.
He gets a scholarship.
Don't come home.
Get your son on the phone right now.
Change the last name.
I'm going to start working those.
You would really deny your son the free education.
Pete, I don't know how clear I can be about this. No, you're not going to Duke. It's not happening. If Duke is offering you a free ride in something, somebody else is offering you a free ride. You will go to that other place.
I wish to God we had tape of me having this same conversation with Pete about Purdue a year ago. I said the same thing to Chris did.
No, but you said eventually you sort of caved. And said,
I don't know if I remember that.
In this day and age, with tuition the way it is, by the time your son goes to school, it's going to be $100,000 a year.
I don't care. You're not going to that school.
I'm not
smiling right now.
It's a fine institution, Chris.
I'm not.
You should consider it.
I believe
so
you.
Is
I'm
Purdue,
not saying
Craig.
No, that's ridiculous. No, it's not.
Your brother turned out okay. I don't know your brother.
Well, yeah, he did.
I like your brother.
Go to Auburn before you go to
better
Duke.
Better than I like you. No.
He's taller than I am.
Is he?
Yeah. Towers over me. I'm like the short runt of the family.
You're the short one in your family?
Well, of my brother.
You've already said if your daughter had gotten, you would have saved how many hundreds of thousands of dollars? You got a free ride, academic, cheerleading, sport, whatever. You're going to take the scholarship. Come on.
Can I use the money to buy a boat?
You can use the money to save whatever you want, but your daughter's getting a free ride. She's getting a free ride.
I may have to look the other way and get my boat.
Get your boat.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
What?
You'd sell your fandom for a boat.
Chris?
I hope you enjoy going to...
My kids are college age right now. Yours are 3 and 1.
Right.
You have no bleeping idea how much money this whole thing just bleeds you.
You're going to...
College education is not worth what you pay for it now. I'm sorry.
Not even close.
I'm sorry. It's just not worth... But you got to do it in many instances. But no, why is it worth going in debt 6 figures to get a $30,000 a year job when you get out of college? I don't know. It's not worth it.
I mean, I'm sorry. And everybody texting in saying that, no, I'm 100%, 1,000% serious.
You might be that now, but you have to understand, you might change your mind in 15 years.
Yeah, 15, that's what I'm saying.
You can say that now and it's all good.
It's a lot of money, Chris.
In 15 years when tuition is God knows what.
Hey, look, and I hope you're able to afford to send a kid to wherever you want. If the kid gets a free ride, it's his decision. It's not mine.
You just said.
But you said don't come home.
Bingo.
Your beloved son.
Bingo.
Your firstborn.
You think I'm going to let somebody wearing Duke colors into my house during Christmas vacation?
What if it became...
Only weeks before North Carolina and Duke playing the greatest rivalry in North American sports? Wrong. Absolutely wrong. There's no way on God's green, brown, blue, purple earth that this is happening in my household. It's just not happening.
It might happen.
I kicked my uncle out of my house because he's a Duke fan.
if your son.
How much boat can I buy for $100,000 that I didn't pay on tuition?
You can buy a lot of boat for $100,000.
You can, but if his
you
son,
can have the nicest flats boat out on the water.
I don't want a flats
his
boat.
His son was an all-world basketball player. Said,
it's not going
years,
to happen. This, he's this, in like the 30th percentile for
said,
height.
Said, I don't care about that. It doesn't matter in college. You can be a great point guard at 5'10".
His son's going to be a football player, not a basketball player.
Whatever.
Have you seen who Duke is recruiting?
Whatever it is. I don't care for
Zion. Little Zion.
Okay. And said, Dad, you know, this is the best place for me. Academically, I want to be a student athlete. I'm not going to make the pros, but I know I can get it done in college. Plus, I have a major for whatever that I want to be here. I love the campus.
Is Coach K Please. Still coaching Coach here K's in 15 years? Coaching. Oh, that would be coaching. So sweet.
Have you seen
Coach K's
the Duke
coaching.
Campus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't come at me and say it's a beautiful campus.
It is nice.
It is oh, very nice.
I've
campus.
Been there many times. It's terrible. What are you talking about? It's lovely.
It's gray.
Now he sounds like Purdue.
It's no Chapel Hill. Let me put it
I
that way.
I will give you this.
It's Chapel no
Hill
Chapel Hill.
Is a lovely campus.
Yes.
I mean, it's no Bloomington, but it's nice.
Top five
I have not
in the
been
country.
To one,
Indiana's
but I've known
top
the pictures,
four.
They both seem beautiful to me.
Caller number 9, it's time to play Wikipedia.
There's no way you don't change your mind.
I'm getting a lot of support. I'm getting a lot of support on the Stony Brook Golf Club.
I want to know from Bama Smitty. What if he wants to go to Auburn?
If the two schools offering a free ride are Auburn and
Duke?
Yeah.
Sure. War Eagle.
Really?
All day long.
Okay.
All day long. I've been a Tar Heel fan my entire life. I've just picked up this Alabama thing in the last decade.
Yeah, since they were good, you front runner.
Well, it's when I got in. I can't help it.
All right. So, caller number 9, 20 Mo Bucks on the line from Moe's Southwest Grill.
What's the genre today?
Oh, it is some load of, I mean, it's all over the map. It's just random.
Right. It's a bunch of fun stuff.
It's okay. Random right. Stuff. Just stuff. Caller number 9, 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Real Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, we're just moving along here on a hump day Wednesday. Caller number 9 is Mike in the Cape. Mike, welcome. How are you, sir?
Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Mike, how old are you?
I'm 32.
What do you do for a living?
I work for a door and windows distributor.
All right, very All right. good. All right, today's a very random day, so everybody has an equal chance here. First one to 3 correct answers is the winner. Mike, turn down your radio because I can hear myself screaming in the background. And in the meantime, you get the first question. Mike, what is the largest bone in the human body? Hey, now.
Be the femur.
Yes, that yes. would be correct.
Very good.
All right, Pete Shepard. What is the third sign of the zodiac?
Third sign of the zodiac, I believe.
Your mom was
is...
into this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I believe it was me. I believe it's me. Let's see. Sagittarius? I believe it's me, Aries. No?
It is not. Mike in the Cape, okay. Your chance to steal. What is the third sign of the zodiac?
I'll take a guess. I'll say Taurus.
Ooh. No. Pisces?
Gemini is what we're looking for. Gemini.
Got it.
All right. Really? This goes back to Mike with a 1-0 lead.
It's according to the internet.
Mike, who was the first baseball player to have his number retired? First ever Major League Baseball player to have his number retired.
Babe Ruth.
That's a good guess, but no. Pete Shepard, would you know the answer?
Ty Cobb.
Now Lou Gehrig is the answer we're looking for here.
Lou.
Bonus points. Anybody tell me what his number was?
Oh, 5.
5.
There you go. All right, Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm.
How many track events in a decathlon? Track events.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Oh.
More than one, less than 10.
Yeah, no kidding. 5.
That is incorrect. Mike in the Cape, your chance to steal.
You were close, Pete.
If you could tell me how many track events are in a decathlon.
That was actually my guess, but It was 6.
Ooh, Four. Would have been the correct answer. Neither of you got it right. All right, that's all right. Mike gets the next question. Mike, what is the most populous state in the United States?
State? New York.
No.
Pete Shepard?
I will say California.
It is California, but you don't get a point. Thanks. All right, Pete Shepard, this question is for you. Mm-hmm. What is the largest island in the Mediterranean Sea?
Largest island?
Yes.
Not a country. Island.
Island.
You should get this.
Well, this is the thing. If you're going to say, well.
Careful. Don't just say.
Tick tock.
All right, Sicily.
Yes.
But Sicily is its own country, but yeah, okay, I'll give you, I'll let it that go.
It's according to the paper.
Yeah.
I'm going with it.
Yep.
Isn't Sicily's part of Italy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not its own country.
Yes, it is.
It's part of Italy.
It's its own country,
it's
trust me.
But the country Italy.
Its own country.
That's like saying the Vatican is Italy.
No. Vatican's Rome. In Italy.
No, Vatican's no, its own country.
If you go to Sicily and call Sicilians Italians,
I don't care.
They beat you up.
It's the same thing about
same
going
thing
to Barcelona
Italy.
And calling
Very
them
different.
Spaniards. They don't
no,
see themselves as Spaniards.
I'm
There's political
you.
Unrest.
No,
but the fact
you.
Is that they're Italian.
It's getting a little defensive.
No.
Like if
no,
you said Tom Brady sucks.
No, I am telling you.
Patriots in Sicily.
Patriots in Sicily.
I'm telling you.
And I bet the pizza over there stinks.
You don't call Italians Sicilians, and you don't call Sicilians Italians, and they'll be the first ones to tell you, I am not Italian, I'm Sicilian.
I do.
So?
That remind me of the scene from Princess Bride.
Anyway.
But still be the largest island.
It's right, inconceivable. All right, Mike in a cape. What is the highest selling pop album of all time?
Oh, God.
What was the question?
What is the highest selling pop album of all time?
Stop it.
I couldn't tell you on this one.
You guys
We took a walk on the moon.
It's got to be MJ, but
Michael Jackson.
MJ to me is Michael Jordan.
Wrong, sir. All right, Mike and Kate with a 2-1 lead. One more question left. Pete Shepard, who was the Greek god of dreams?
By the way, Luke Gehrig's 4, not 5. Not
I knew that.
Yeah. Greek god of dreams?
Yes. You're a mythology guy. All those books you read in high school? Should be able to
Greek
nail this
god
one.
Of dreams. This is so ridiculous.
What? No, you what? Need to know your Greek gods.
This is I know grade, one of my Greek gods.
This is 8th grade English
Do
right here.
Do you know
here.
Who yeah. the god of victory is?
Brady.
Nike.
A Greek god of dreams. I will go out on a limb and just say Venus.
Is it correct? That is the god of love. I don't know that. All right, so Mike in the cape with a chance to steal and to close out the win. Who was the Greek god of dreams?
James.
A lot of dead air here.
Come on.
That's fine.
I don't know this one. I'm not sure. I don't know this one. I would say Hades, but that's not right.
Morpheus is the answer we are looking for. But Mike and the Cape, you win. 2-1 over Pete Shepard. Good job.
How's that?
Because he got 2 right and you got 1 right.
How many questions are left?
That was it. That was all 8. And we're out of time. And so congratulations
to Joe D's 5, Garrick's 4. I know.
All right, we're coming up. We got the 5 o'clock hour.
Jeter 2, Martin
Still
1.
Headlines to go over. And still our, we got to still break down if the season were to end today in the NFL. Yeah. How's it shake out? All that coming up.
Game 2 of the World Series tonight.
And, there's that.
NBA tipping off.
And by the way, Mike,
he said MJ, but didn't really say the album, which he should have said was Thriller.
That's fine.
So technically, I win.
No, technically it's a tie in the listener still wins.
That's right. Congratulations.
Actually, I'm going to go with side with Pete on that technicality. Mm-hmm. It's the best-selling pop album of all
time. Doesn't matter.
All righty, everybody. 5 o'clock hour and a hump day Wednesday next. Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.